This is James Coover with K Street Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. With the holidays coming up, now is the perfect time for farm families to talk about the future of the farm business. The aspect of passing the farm from one generation to the next requires a great deal of planning, preparation, and communication. We are going to have a Farm and Ranch Transition Conference on December 15th at the Neosho Valley Event Center in Erie, Kansas, from 8:30 to 3:30. Our keynote speaker, Dr. Shannon Farrell of OSU, is going to speak on the process of farm transitioning. Dr. Farrell has helped hundreds of audiences across North America understand the fundamental legal elements of farm and business management and farm transition planning. In private practice, he helps farm families with both the conversations involved in forming the best transition approach and creating the mechanisms to make their transition successful. Only three of these conferences are going to be held across the state, so we are fortunate to have one in our area. Participants will learn about when and how to utilize lawyers in their farm transition process and to hear from other farmers on real experiences of going through the transition process. Visit the Wildcat District website or call your local extension office if you would like to sign up. The conference will be more focused on the legalistic and mechanistic side of farm succession, but the gradual side of one generation slowly taking over for the next is important as well. These steps of farm succession aren't necessarily chronological steps, nor are they specific, and will be different for each family and operation. Many of them might be something that you are doing already without realizing they are part of farm succession. What the goals of each family member, what the standard of living, and most importantly, is farming even what the next generation wants to do? These values, what matter most, will reflect on every other part of the succession process. It's important to communication, needs, wants, hopes, and fears, the discussion of concerns and desires from each family member. This step needs to be said aloud and can change in time. One of the most common areas of contention is knowing who's in charge. Sometimes the retiring generation doesn't want to stop being in charge, and sometimes the successor needs to learn from his or her mistakes. It is also necessary for full disclosure of the details of the operation, most important, where the operation is financially. It is also necessary to know the inventory, the production capabilities, and the operation well, knowing the future plans are even financially possible. All this can actually be brought together pretty well with a business plan. Of course, in the end, wills and trust need to be written and paperwork needs to be identified. Often this step will involve a lawyer or legal professional. If you are interested in Farm Transition Program on December 15th, please give us a call. You can reach me at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.